The weaver of time had measured my life in hours rather than years. My nights grew long and my days became frayed as the end of the thread came near. My desperate soul took one look at the heavens, my final glimpse of the sky, my final cry in the land of the living, the final plea to the Lord of life. And death cannot praise you, O God of my days, and pain only curses your name. From this pit of despair I cry out, the Lord lays he up. I will praise your name, I will praise your name. Forsaken, forgotten, far from my God, is silence an offer to prayer? Surrounded, insulted, and scorned on all sides, my hope had melted in fear. But you, oh Lord, are the hope of your people, my father's faith was not vain. My mother's womb made a home for your spirit. Lord, in your love, give me life again. All who descend to the dust will bow down. All nations will bend to God's fame. But my prayer is that of the poor one lifted up. I will praise your name, I will praise your name.
What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. So it is with the resurrection body. What is sown is perishable, but what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will all be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality.
Death has been swallowed by life evermore. The serpent of sin has no sting. Dark days of despair now give way to glorious light. I will praise your name, I will praise your name, I will praise your name, I will praise.